Hello, this is Jackson, and welcome to my podcast. With the help of network information technology, our lives are now as vibrant as a kaleidoscope. It is grouped by bits of fragments behind this hue. We increasingly come into contact with the fragmented existence with the growth of the network informal ionization. When something is fragmented, it signifies that it has been broken up into several pieces. One of the main causes of life's fragmentation is the internet. The network transforms the initial bulk into individualization since it can cater to each person's specific demands. And today, we're gonna talk about digital fragmentation in reading. There is an abundance of fiction online today. As internet platforms meet a wide range of demands, reading has fractured. There is a growing range of books available, and fragmentation is becoming increasingly obvious. As fragmentation has become the norm and reading has become intermittent, fewer and fewer individuals are ready to make the time to read a book. However, because it is quicker and more convenient, individuals today prefer fragmented reading, or we can say online reading, in their busy lives, especially when online reading can be hypertextual. Thus, you can customize your own reading experience. I am quite familiar with this in terms of reading. I love reading since I was a kid. I would spend several hours every day to read on my way to school, before I sleep, and even during the meal. But then when I grew up and learned about digital media, reading books on paper was no longer my first option. For me, reading novels in pieces online is quick, convenient, and easier to grasp than reading books in their whole on paper. I can satisfy my reading demands by reading online, although the knowledge I learned through my sporadic reading was less than what I learned from reading on paper. This illustrates how, despite the fragmented information's vivid colors and sparkling splendor, too much exposure to this kaleidoscope can cause us to lose knowledge. While fragmented reading is personalized, quick, and handy, it lacks some of the laborious aspects that reading should have. As fragmentation increases, life will also lose some of its distinctive flavor. Therefore, rather than pursuing, we should make proper use of the benefits and ease of the rapid development of information on the internet. Thank you for listening today. This is Jackson, and see you next time.